This is a true story. One night, about 4 years ago, I was watching TV when an electric company commercial came on. There was this old man who was having trouble remembering to pay his bills, so the kindly electric company was offering a service to help forgetful senior citizens make regular payments. The commercial stunned me because in a background shot of the man's kitchen was a photograph of my father's family taken in the 1920s. There was my grandfather sporting a handlebar mustache, my infant father wearing a sailor suit, my grandmother, and my two aunts in their communion dresses. I called the electric company and learned that a producer had bought the photo in a Philadelphia thrift shop. I should have guessed. My father's family heirlooms are scattered in thrift shops across the Northeast. You see, like many other people, my grandparents moved a lot during the Depression. In those days, desperate landlords offered a free month's rent to attract tenants. So, if you were broke at the end of the month, you would pack your things and move, usually at night, to the next apartment that offered a free month's rent. The belongings you couldn't carry had to be left behind or put in storage, though you knew you'd never get them back. Maybe my erratic family history explains my own dread of moving. Last month, I moved from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C., and prepared for the move months beforehand by denying it. Instead, I read Barbara Pym novels about English spinsters who've lived in the same villages all their lives. A week before moving day, I finally mobilized by raiding liquor stores so that I could cram my stuff into sturdy boxes of Jim Beam and Riuniti. As usual, I moved myself with the help of three friends and a rent-a-truck that burned enough gas to launch us into suborbital flight. What made this move even worse than others I've suffered through is that my friends and I had all crossed the threshold of 30. After 30, everybody has a bad back. People who used to effortlessly heave boxes now go into lumbar spasms at the mention of the names Ryder and U-Haul. But Ryder alone did a $5 billion business last year, so it's obvious that many of us need to risk traction because we can't afford professional movers. My friend Tonice has such a bad back, she travels everywhere with an ergonomic pillow. She thought she'd licked the moving dilemma a few years ago. She was moving from a basement apartment in Brooklyn to a nearby third-floor walk-up and hired a guy who advertised himself as the Samurai Mover. He claimed to strap furniture, file cabinets, and major appliances on his back and move everything in a day for $100. Only in New York, right? Well, by mid-morning, the Samurai Mover looked more like poor Butterfly, moaning flat on his back with Tonice's ergonomic pillow for support. Let's face it, moving is a drag. But if you've got to do it yourself, I think doing it with the help of whatever able-bodied friends you have left may be the least traumatic way. Friends help ease you out of the old life and into the new. After loading the truck this last time, my friends and I exchanged impromptu moving gifts. I got a cantaloupe for the road and a six-pack for the new apartment, and gave away a kitchen table and a percolator. I guess, in memory of my grandparents' Depression-era moves, I have to shed some things from the past for good luck as I'm running out the door.